Good morning, Exotica. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Right. Yeah, how you going, Kelly? Sorry about all the phone tag, hey? How's Lily going? Is she doing well? Cool. No feathers pulled out or anything like that? Right. Well, yeah, well, first things first, she's definitely a hen, so she's a little lady, which is good. There is, I think, probably, she actually has probably the best results we could have asked for with the beacon feather testing, I think. So, she doesn't have active viremia, so there's actually, the PCR is actually negative. There's a really low sort of titer on the actual antigen as well, so she's not, actively sort of shedding. But her antibodies are actually high, which is fantastic. So, sometimes we see with these guys, we see no antibodies at all. We see tons of virus, typically that don't do well. So, I think for her, like, because she's now, in a good home, there's not a lot of stress. She always has food, everything. You know, honestly, I would expect her to live, honestly, she should just live a normal life, Kelly. You know, she should. Yeah. Definitely. That's it. So I think honestly, it's probably the best thing we could ask for. I would really hope that her feathers just, replace themselves. She comes normal. You know, I suppose it's possible she may have had like a really nasty mite infection that she's just chewed herself totally. But, she's like, yeah, it's very strange, I think she's had it. She's hopefully she's cleared it, or she might just go on to flare up. And, but, she shouldn't actually have problems. Yeah, she shouldn't have problems because she's in a good home. She's not, overly stressed or anything like that. But typically we just check them out every 12 months and make sure she's well and, have her bloods every so often. But just definitely the best thing we can ask for. Yeah. Yeah, look, have we tried her, like, with the mirror or, like, other lorikeet sounds or anything? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, that's it. Like, if she was really super interested, I would say, like, yes, we should get another bird. We can get, we could just get another bird that possibly might have a similar picture. Like, that'd just be really hard to try and find someone who has that. No, that's it. And like, that's it. Like, even if another bird doesn't have it, I would just hope that they could deal with it. But, like, sometimes the lorikeets are fairly resistant. But, yeah, look, I think by herself, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, if we start dealing with aggression and other issues like that, we definitely use a little hormone, the Suprelorin medication, to sort of settle down. Great. Yeah, good. Sure. Yeah, I only treat the lice if they're present, and then I usually just deworm them once, and typically that's... if she, like, goes out in the grass or, like, has any sort of, sort of floor or concrete, like aviary or any sort of style where she might pick up stuff like that, we might do it regularly, but she should be fine, just with the once. Sure. Well, we'll look at her feces every year, and if we find something, we'll treat it. But because we've already done it, she shouldn't technically need it again. She should be gone. Right. Okay. No, great. Well, that's, honestly, like, I think it's going to be, like, because she's settled, there's not a lot of stress. Honestly, she should really just thrive, and I'd be really hopeful she just has a really normal, long life. Yeah, definitely. I'll send through everything we've got for her, so I'll send that through to you. All right, you too. Take care. Bye.